This month marks the 25th anniversary of a best-selling book that taught a generation of girls about puberty. As NPR's Tilda Wilson reports, the care and keeping of you was a milestone for millions of millennials and Gen Zers like herself.
My friend Kayla Sierson told me her mom never meant for her to have the care and keeping of you.
It was contraband.
A family friend lent it to her family, but when her mom saw what was in it, she was not sure her homeschooled 8-year-old kid was ready. She took the book away. But not very far away.
Then the book appeared on top of my fridge. So I'd stand on the chair and try to read it. But it was really hard because my parents were around all the time. And also the fridge was really tall. So even when I stood on a chair, I couldn't grab it.
At first, Sierson says she was fascinated by all the strange new information, like illustrations of the different stages of breast development.
And I remember looking at that and thinking like, oh no, I'm never going to look like that. Like, I'm never going to be an adult.
But when she got a bit older, Sierson says she used the book to answer questions she did not feel comfortable asking her parents. The book's author, Valerie Schaefer, worked for American Girl magazine before she wrote The Care and Keeping of You. She says back then the magazine got a lot of letters from girls who had questions they also really did not want to ask their parents.
When am I going to get my period? What about these pimples? Why do I feel so emotional all the time? You know, I'm embarrassed because I have braces. I mean, just these heartbreaking letters, but also such sweet letters.
Schaefer was sympathetic to the girls reaching out. Growing up in the 1960s, she said she had even fewer resources for figuring things out on her own.
You would get a box of tampons and it would have this huge fold-out set of instructions, like a roadmap to putting in the tampon.
So Schaefer set out to write instructions with a nervous young audience in mind. Another friend, Abigail Hailu, vividly remembers a diagram that showed how to put in a tampon.
It told you to, like, angle the tampon towards your back. I remember, like, thinking of that when I, like, first started using tampons. I was like, wow, that info is really helpful.
It's very, very helpful sometimes just to have a voice somewhere tell you, you've got this. You're normal, no matter what age or stage of life you are in.
Now, author Valerie Schaefer says the first generation of the Care and Keeping of You readers are getting older, and they have some new questions.
Most often, the thing that people ask me for anymore is a book for perimenopause.
Because sometimes even the really big kids just want a caring and accurate book to explain their ever-changing bodies. Tilda Wilson, NPR News.